Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today we have a reunion to talk about. We have a premiere to talk about. We have, I don't know if everything in between, really. All the things are going on today. But we're going to get started by talking about the season premiere of Survivor. What did you think of this episode?
I didn't really like it that much, but I think that's because I watched Deal or No Deal Island and I liked that way better.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So what did you like about, I didn't watch Deal or No Deal Island. What did you like about that?
There's a lot of strategy. They reinvented the game in a fun way. They brought back some familiar faces. They did a good job on casting. Good host. I just really enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll have to check that out. Is that on Peacock?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I might maybe saw a preview for it there. So I'll check it out.
Yeah, I liked it. Boston Rob's on it.
Oh,
It's good.
cool. Nice.
So anyway, Survivor kind of was lackluster to me after that because I really enjoyed Deal or No Deal Island.
I can see how, I don't know. I mean, I say this all, premieres just like aren't my favorite. You're just getting to know everybody, and it's just like everybody's like so excited and kind of like, I don't know, kumbaya in the very beginning. Of course, there's like a little bit of like who's gonna get voted out and all of that stuff, but for the most part, it's just, I don't know, we haven't really gotten into it yet, So I'm almost never really a fan of a premiere, which is weird, but I'm always able to get into the seasons after that. But for this one, I thought it was okay. I think some of the people that are on it are gonna be fun. I liked Venus. She was compared to Poverty, and of course, we just saw her on the trailer, so she's like fresh in my mind. And yeah, I don't know. I liked her, and I also have her on my fantasy team, so I was happy to kind of see that. I give my MVP to Maria though, because I thought that she was a smooth talker, and she kind of convinced. Gosh, I'm blanking on names right now because, again, like first episode, but I don't know. I thought that she was playing the game early, very well on when she went to the journey. I don't know. I gave her my MVP for, yeah.
You know, Christina, I don't even remember who Maria was.
Okay, I'm
Sorry.
looking at my notes right now. I'm sorry. Okay, so on the journey, they had to pull a card. She was one of the people on the journey with
Yes. Okay.
Velocity,
Yes.
and she is the one who pulled the torch card, and she threatens to go back and tell her tribe that he was lying if he lied, and so he like immediately caves and tells the truth that he has the card. And although it's like more of like, yeah, he also got my LVP for that. For kind of quitting twice very quickly on, and then also getting eliminated. Jelinski or whatever, he got my LVP, but Maria got my MVP because she was, I mean, that was like really easy for her. And although it was definitely partly because it was him, I thought it was really good early on. I think Tiffany also is playing a great game so far, but I gave it to Maria.
Yeah, I gave mine to Tiffany because she got that beware advantage. And then I think part of that was they had to lose the immunity challenge, right? So she could get the clue. And
Yeah.
they did that. So she was my MVP.
That's a good one. I really like her as well.
Yeah, and I think she had a good first episode. I also liked Tevin a lot.
I'm gonna look at our fantasy teams and see who we have. Ooh, I'm ranked 27th right now.
I think I'm in third. But I
You
will caveat,
are.
I had Jelinski, so I already had to make a swap.
I see.
I
Okay.
had him. I'm pretty sure I had him too. Yeah. I don't know why I picked him. Did you play him? He got a lot of points. I
don't
mean,
think she played him because I'm still scrolling to find Abby. Abby is in 56.
what do you mean I didn't play him? He's on my team.
Okay, so you have four people that are in your starting lineup and two people that are on your bench.
Is it like this for every show?
Yeah.
Yep. What? My podcast runs this and I don't know that? Oh, man. Okay. That's why I'm always last then. Or that's why I'm always close to the bottom. I'm like, I have good people. My people are still in. I didn't
Okay,
know they
so
weren't getting
before the
points.
episode airs, set your lineup.
Okay,
Make
this is a good time to remind everyone who listens.
sure. Yes, and also if you have an eliminated player, you have until week six to swap players. Two of them, two players by week six.
Now, I have a question about swapping. I had Jelinski and Tevin, and those were the only two guys I picked. I lost Jelinski. Did I have to swap Jelinski for a guy?
Yes.
Okay, I did that. So,
Yep, you have to have two guys and two girls, and then the other two don't matter.
cool. All right. Well, I swapped them for Hunter.
Cool. I liked Hunter. He was, I don't know, but he was against my girl, what's her name? Venus.
Yes, Venus.
I have Venus and Tevin in the Money League.
I know you had Tevin because Dylan wanted Tevin and you were right before Dylan and you ruined his day.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Are you not in this?
I swapped out with Amanda. Amanda was nice enough to let me play last season. So we swapped out and she's playing this season.
You know what we should do? Maybe, I don't know. I mean, obviously I don't run this league, so, but maybe just like the people who get the last two, they're the ones that sit out the following year. So then it like incentivizes people more, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Just a thought. But okay, so did you have any quotes? Or who was your LVP? Jelinski?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But honorable mention to Jess, who was just a disaster. Huge disaster.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting characters this season. I think that they're like more focused on that than they are. Like I saw that Jeff did an interview saying they're not bringing back people, that there's all these, and it's true that they are like casting like really different people, but yeah, it's interesting.
I'm trying to translate that, Christina. When I was watching it, how I felt was that on Survivor, they used to cast like a lot of models and actors and all of that. And it seems like they've kind and bartenders, and they've kind of gotten away from that and started casting more fans of the game, regular people, right? Is
Yeah,
that what, kind of what you think? Yeah, that's
definitely
how I.
regular people. I feel like it's like much more diverse and not just like a race way. Like it's like in personality and like every kind of way, I feel like more so than just like casting like cookie cutter type of characters.
Yes, I felt the same way watching this premiere.
I know that you thought Jess was all over the place, but I did give her a quote in the very, very beginning. She says, "I mean, I have an identical twin. I've been competing for nutrients since I was in the womb."
That was funny. I like her. She was just a mess.
Yeah. Did you have any quotes? I have a couple more, but
So my quote was when Liz was talking about how she has this small business and that small business, and then she sold this built business and kind of talking about all her financial success. And then Tevin said in his confessional, clearly Liz forgot that the game begins not tomorrow, but right now.
that's good.
Basically saying, like, why is she telling us she has all this money? Does not make sense.
Right. Like, why would we vote for you?
Right. And then my other quote was when Jelinski said, the game is on 24 by 7. What?
That's hilarious. I didn't even catch that.
He had so many. I can't even begin. Means seven with the other one, right? I thought several means seven.
Yeah, well, actually, okay, so I looked that up. I googled that, and it can't, like, it kind of does mean seven. Like, it has like multiple different meanings, but like that is one of them.
Okay. I'll give it to him.
Several meaning. I'm gonna Google it right now. Okay, so in the Webster's dictionary, it says more than two and fewer than many. But then, where did it say this? Gosh, I wish I would have like kept it, but I did look it up and it did say something about seven, and I'm not seeing it right now. So
For
that's
me, while you're
oh.
looking at it, that was not on my bingo card for this
Okay.
podcast.
So several
Looking
to
up.
seven. Okay, so I take it to be more than two, less than 10. Okay, I don't know, but I did see it somewhere, so I think that like maybe it's something, but I don't think that it's like actually a thing is what I was getting at. Few, couple, several. Okay, there it is.
I don't know, man. I think a couple is two, a few is three. More than that, several. More than that, many. That's kind of how I handle it.
Okay, some people think that several can mean seven, but it could mean less than 10 being eight or nine. So it's like more than five, 'cause yeah, more than five, between five and nine.
Okay.
I don't know, but yes, I think that that was interesting. It's weird that yeah.
Did you see former Survivor winner Adam defending Jelinski? Do
No.
you know who Adam is? Did you watch his season?
I did, yes.
Okay. So he runs a business now where he tries to teach people how to go on Survivor and like what to do in your video and what to do for casting. And people are now speculating that Jelinski was one of his clients because he sent out like four or five tweets defending him.
Interesting. Okay, so I found it. It's on change.org. So they're trying to change the definition in the Webster's di dictionary. The word several has no true numerical value in the Webster's definition, being more than two, but fewer than 10. To get rid of the ambiguity, it is believed that several should just be a neat way to say seven.
Oh my God. Did he write it himself?
I don't know. I don't know. And then on Reddit, there's a thing that says, why doesn't several mean seven? No stupid questions. So I don't know. People think that, but they're wrong, basically.
Okay.
I had a couple other quotes. So I had Soda. She said, I don't know whether to laugh, cry, or crap my pants. Tevin had a couple. I really am liking Tevin. He's great. But he says, baby, 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 I'm ready to play the game. And then he also says, the fan in me is blowing up while the player in me is glowing up.
Yes, that was really good. I remember that one too. That was great.
So those were mine for Survivor. But I'm excited for the season. It seems to have some interesting characters, and we'll see. What happens? I really like Tiffany a lot. I think that personality-wise, she is one of my front runners, one of my people I think who's gonna do really well. I like her a lot. Like I said, Venus and Tevin are two that are on my team, and I'm also really liking them and rooting for them as well. But yeah, I would say those are like my top three that I'm rooting for. Who are you rooting for this season based off of just episode one?
Kevin, Tiffany, and I'm rooting for Jess to get it together.
Okay, that's fair. Hopefully she does.
Yes.
Okay, so any final thoughts on Survivor then before we move on to The Bachelor?
No.
Okay, so this week in The Bachelor, we had a couple different home or not hometowns one-on-ones. We had Daisy, she had a horseback riding one-on-one. We had Kelsey A do a polar plunge, and then we had a group date that was super awkward because at this point, pretty much every single one of the women who is left have a pretty decent connection with Joey. So feelings are involved. There are a few different people who have started saying that they're falling in love. And yeah, it was I thought that this was a pretty enjoyable episode as far as like drama not really being drama is concerned and connections becoming more like transparent. Daisy, I think, I mean, she even told him that she like likes him and she wants to, you know, she like could see herself falling in love with him, but she's not falling in love with him yet, which she had a quote of mine actually because of that. She says, "I'm not going to tell him I'm in love with him just to get a rose." And I mean, MVP all the way, Daisy. But yeah, what did you think of this episode, Abby?
I thought it was okay. I actually really liked both one-on-one dates. The group date was awful and just kind of cringy to me. So my MVP was definitely Daisy. For you basically already said it. She told him basically was like, I'm not in love with you. And his big thing is like he wants to make sure the women want to be there, and she got a rose anyways, or because of, or I don't know. But so she was my MVP. Although I don't really, when was the last time him and Kelsey had a one-on-one? Or
Gosh,
have they ever?
they had, yes, she's had a one-on-one, but I can't remember. Yes.
Well, I don't remember her
Which I
story. Last one-on-one. Anyways, I got a new respect for her this episode. I
Yeah.
didn't really care for her that much, but I really came out of the episode really liking her. And then my alternate MVP was for the group date, or my whatever, what do you call it? What, not alternate, but
Honorable mention.
yes, honorable mention was Rachel, because she was the only one, she was cracking me up. She was the only one not completely cracking up at that group date. Everyone else was losing it, and she was the only one that kept her insecurities kind of together. So
Do you think that that is the reason? Okay, that combined with the kiss, do you think that is the reason why Rachel is progressing to hometowns and Jen and it isn't? Because it surprises me that Jen didn't get a hometown, but I think because of the like Maria Jen drama, maybe that's why Jen didn't get a hometown. And also the fact that like Rachel was the one who kept her composure, maybe that's the reason why she took her place.
I possibly, I just think on their one-on-one date was one of the most memorable one-on-one dates from this season to me.
Jen?
No, Rachel and his.
Oh, okay.
I just think they had a super strong connection.
I mean, I think they had a strong connection too, but I just really thought, I don't know, I just really thought that Jen had this great, she just seemed like such front runner energy to me up until this date when she got insecure and she kissed him in front of everyone and then Maria gave him kind of, you know, like wanted to go home, made him have doubts, all that. Like, I don't know. I mean, I thought that it seemed, I don't know. I just thought he really liked her. He just liked Maria more.
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out when he starts doing interviews. But yeah, I think
I'll be.
I just think she came off as super. She was my honorable mention LVP. Jen was. And then even though I do love her, God, I had to give it to Maria. She was a disaster.
Yeah, I gave it to Maria too. Yeah, she, I mean, you know what show you're on, and whether you don't, like, of course you, even though you're expecting it, you don't feel the emotions until you're there, and like really know until you're there. But at the same time, like, you can't really like tell him like, I'm not gonna kiss you because I kissed another girl. Like, you're on the back.
It was so juvenile to me, and I got vibes like, I'm telling you I'm leaving because I need you to fight for me and tell me how much you want me to be here. That's the kind of like vibes I got from it.
Yeah, same. So I
And
didn't
I'm like,
that.
no, that's you're not the bachelor or bachelorette.
Yeah. I
That's
know
not
he,
how it works.
yeah. I know he can't get any points, but I gave Joey an LVP honorable mention for canceling the cocktail party and then talking to Maria. I think that I've heard him talk in interviews about it since then, and he basically just says that, like, he knew what he wanted to do. He just like needed, that was the only conversation he needed to have. And he didn't want to give any of the other girls false hope. And I do like, yeah, I guess like the false hope thing. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I think like there are only six people left at this point. So if you needed to talk to one of them, you should have just had the cocktail party. Yeah. So, I mean, I've loved Joey all season. That's really the first thing that I haven't agreed with. So.
Well, I actually gave him a quote, and it was basically his whole spiel to Maria during the one-on-one date, not the cocktail date. But I just thought he worded everything so well, and he's so self-aware. And then he ended it with, "You're all over the place, woman." And I'm like, that's Joey Sweetway being like, stop being a nut job, woman. But everything he said to her, it was such a long thing, so I didn't put it, but I don't know. I just thought he spoke so well.
Yeah, he does. And I gave him a quote too, when in the very beginning, he says, when he's on his date, with Daisy, he said, "This is so beautiful. I love this. This is amazing. I have the best view. I've got you. I've got the mountains." And so I gave him a quote for that. And then Daisy, she says, "Joey's so hot. I literally can't stop sweating." And then, also, I like that she acknowledged, I gave her a quote for this. She says, "I guess either way, I'm going home, but hopefully it's with you."
Yes, that was one of mine. That was funny.
And then, like I said about the telling him he loves, she's not in love with Maria. She says, "I don't camp, I glamp." And then when she sees him kissing Jen, she says, "Did they forget that I have an axe in my hand?"
Lights are really white. Yeah, that was did I forget did they forget I have an axe was one of my quotes too. That
Yeah.
kind of her whole spiraled this season this episode. That quote kind of sums it all up.
For real. It really does. So, yeah, so those were mine. But yeah, we'll see what happens next week in hometowns. We have Maria, Rachel, Kelsey A, and Daisy left.
Oh, I was bummed Kelsey T went home. I know their connection just wasn't there, but I hope if there is a Temptation Island or a Bachelor in Paradise that she's on it.
Yes. I hope so too. I this cast is just so good. It's like such a bummer that out of all years, like, I don't know. I hope that they like realize how much people like this cast. And I think they will, because I think the numbers in the social media growth and the ratings and everything have kind of proved that, because ratings are up, social media growth is up. If you want to know more about that, go follow Bachelor Data, because the facts are there. This season is the best season since pre-COVID. So,
And I agree with that. I really liked it.
yeah. Joey has definitely helped to revive the Bachelor franchise. I do think it helps that Gary was right before him, but I think the combination of, Gary and Joey back to back has really help to propel things the way that they are going, which is kind of interesting to watch because it was definitely in a slump for there for a few seasons.
The only season I really enjoyed was, well, I don't really enjoy any of them, to be honest. I love Charity, so her season was okay, and a lot of her men were okay. And I liked Ari's final four.
Yeah, who did he have? He had Becca, he had Lauren, who was his other two? Kendall and oh, Tia, right? No, Tia was Colton.
Charity.
Oh yeah, okay. Great, yeah. Charity was already
Actually, his final like six or seven were good too, because he had Brooklyn, and his last like seven or eight women were fun, except for Kat. Because he had Jess and Brooklyn and.
You were not talking about Ari. You're talking about somebody else.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And maybe? No.
Not Ari, Zach. Oh my
Yes.
God.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. See, all the bachelors are the same to me. Ari was like way long ago, I feel like.
Yeah, Ari's was a long time ago. But yeah, so I'm excited for this. Out of the four that are left, who would you like to be bachelorette? Assuming all four options are available. Obviously, one person will win, but who would you like for bachelorette? And do you think that they would go back and maybe do someone from the top seven, like Alexi or a Kelsey T or
I don't think so, because they have. So I still want Maria. I would like to see Maria.
think that would be fun.
Because I just think she'd be what you just said, fun, interesting, not boring. Daisy could be the, I mean, would be the first hearing impaired bachelorette. And she's, and then who? Rachel, I don't know about if Rachel. Rachel's
Very
too.
quiet.
I like Rachel. She's nice, but she's too.
Maybe not a lead.
Not maybe not a lead. Yeah.
I almost think Kelsey T is more of a lead than Rachel.
Exactly. I do too. I could see Kelsey T being lead. I could see her as a lead, like coming out, because she was pretty chill too. But I could see her
But top four.
personality flourishing.
Yes. I
And then
agree.
the LPA, I can't really, I don't know. I can't really see her as a lead either.
Kelsey A, every time I see her, I just think Amber B.
Amber B. I mean, she's gorgeous. She's stunning, but she hasn't, I just haven't seen the, I don't know. I think Maria would be
And then I
best.
think that Lexi is like the typical, stereotypical like beauty that, like Emily Maynard,
And
So,
she has that sense of urgency, like she wants to
or
get married. So I
yes.
can see her then bringing her back, because there's, she doesn't have any doubt, right? Like she this is not going to be like some 3-year engagement. She wants to get married, start the kid process. So I could see her.
Yeah, me too. For sure. But we'll see what happens. Definitely excited to see what happens.
But I think Maria would be the funnest and messiest to watch. So I would want her if she doesn't win.
Yeah. I think all of them would bring good seasons for different reasons, like Lexi's would be super serious. Maria's would be like super fun. I almost feel like maybe that's why they wouldn't go with Maria though, because they have had so much luck with like how genuine Gary and Joey are. So I see like maybe like a Daisy being a better like who they would want if she doesn't win. But I also think that Daisy has a really strong connection with Joey, so it's just
Do you know who, I know we were texting the other day, but do you know who the bachelorette is yet?
No,
Okay.
I that won't be They've changed it like literally like hours before, so like we won't know until it's like actually announced. We might have speculation, but like not like officially. You know, like Ari was like a last minute decision. Ari didn't even know he was going to be the bachelor until the night before. So, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
And it's just, yeah. We'll see what happens. So, Michelle, the challenge reunion. This was a lot was said, but not a lot was said at the same time. I think that there was like a lot going on. Like Tori was trying to definitely make something happen with Kara. Laurel was on everyone, and I really thought that the vets ha played more of a part than they probably should have, considering the small role that they had in the season. But also, I kind of feel like they needed to be there at the same time.
Yeah, I think they had to have them there to get people to tune in, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. And
It was lackluster for me as well. Like, I don't know. Maybe everything I want to hear is going to be on the next part, but it was kind of boring.
yeah, I agree. Emmanuel, like talking about his win, was even like meh. I mean, even like Tori, like kind of tried to like overshadow that a little bit by saying that Nerys should have been a winner. The challenge trivia, like nobody was good at. The vets weren't good at. The season 39 wasn't good at. I think it was like 3 points scored total, so that was kind of a dud. I don't know. I mean, it just wasn't that great. I had a couple quotes. I gave Melissa one. She says, "You started it. I just finished it." When she was talking to Corey about like their online stuff, and then the best one I thought, Callum, when he's talking to Laurel, he says, "How do you know me? How do you know?" And Laurel says, "I do know you because we've done a show together."
I like that they reminded us of that because
Yes.
I bet a lot of people didn't know that. So I love that they included that.
Yes, me too. So,
That's hilarious. He forgot that he did X on the Peak with her.
I don't know if he forgot or if he just like thought that it was gonna be like they weren't gonna.
Address it.
Yeah.
I did a show with you. I spent however many weeks in a house
And she
with
just
you.
like rips them. She's like, and especially because it was like X on the Peak, and they were like specifically she was defending Michelle in the situation of like him having a girlfriend or whatever. And like that was even addressed, her standing up for Michelle being a big deal. But she was just like, no, like I know you. I know how you are in relationships. I've seen how you are in relationships. Like we like literally did a dating show together. Like, yeah. So that
Callum was
was my favorite part of the reunion, and it happened pretty early on, so
I thought Callum sucked. He was my LVP actually, so I like that you called that out.
I totally see why you gave Callum your LVP. I gave it to Zara just because, like, I'm pretty sure she said like 3 words.
Was
And
she even there? I don't even remember her being
okay, at one point I saw her say something and I can't remember what it was, but it wasn't memorable. But it was just like something brief, and I noticed it because I remember thinking like, has she ever even said anything? Like, and I felt like I don't know, I want to like Zara so much that it's really disappointing. Because I don't know. Like, I want to see her again. I want to like her. I want to see more of her personality. It's just like they're not showing us at her. And I don't know if it's
Right.
not talking. It doesn't seem like it based on like what cast members, you know, like everybody loves her. So
Right.
I don't know. I wish that they would show us more. Or maybe it's because like she has a boyfriend and so she's not hooking up and she's not in that culture, so maybe that's why they're not showing us. But she came in here with like no alliances and she made it pretty far based on the connections that she made, and I wish we would have been able to see more of her gameplay, or at least hear her talk about it. And we really didn't get that, so I gave her my LVP.
Aw, poor Zara. I get it. I didn't even realize she was there, so it makes sense to me.
And then I gave my MVP to Nerys.
Yeah, me too. Well, actually, I had Nerys and Horacio for being like such a forgiving and stand-up guy. I don't know.
And I love that they like brought him on as a surprise. You could tell that Nerys like didn't know, because obviously he was filming Exelon at the time, so that was also cool, that production team to allow him to do that.
Yes, it was.
And they did mention, Berna wasn't there because she's filming Survivor Turkey, and I can totally see. I think Survivor maybe is more up her alley than, I don't know. I hope she's never cast on the challenge ever again.
Surprised me. I didn't realize she was doing that. I don't know if I knew that from before, but I was like, oh, I didn't know she was doing that.
Yeah, it's like all stars.
Go Berna, I guess.
Yeah.
Succeed there, exactly, so we don't have to deal with you again, please.
She's not good at the challenges. Like, she freaks out like every single challenge. She proved in the final why, like, she just can't do it. I mean, it is what it is. I'm sorry. Tried to make Burn happen. It's hopefully over now.
Yeah, it's enough now. We've had enough of her.
Okay, so since the reunion maybe wasn't the best, or it, I mean it wasn't hasn't been great so far, let's talk a little bit about some of the people who we could see being on next season. Season 40 does leave sometime this week. I'm not sure exactly when, but they do leave, and I think we'll see some people on it. I'm not sure. I Nerys, she tweeted we're not going to see her for a while. I don't think Nerys or Horacio will be on it.
Really? I think she's lying.
Really, I hope she's lying.
Because she's like, I think I'm going to take a little Twitter break, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, ah, like, that's like
Oh, okay.
me that someone's about to go leave and do a show.
Okay. Well, I hope that that's true.
On people, I think I need to take a break.
I hope that that's true. I really, really do.
I really hope she's lying. And she tried to get on the show for so long. You're telling me now she's just declining it? Come on.
Well, I think if she does decline, it would just be because of her relationship. Like, if Horacio didn't get on, because, and like, if he had didn't film Exelon, I don't think it would be even a question. But because he was gone for so long, that's what makes me think maybe, I
Well,
guess.
no reason he shouldn't be invited too. Come on, invite them both.
Yeah, I agree. I hope Kylan's on.
Me too. Yes.
Melissa, I hope she's on. I know that they're trying to get some people from that era. So I did see, though, that maybe that Kyle's Jordy Shore contract conflicts and maybe he can't do it.
Wait, he's still an active cast member on that show?
They did like Jordy Shore Family Vacation or whatever, and he's on that.
Oh, I see. I
Yeah.
see.
Or I don't know if that's what it's called there, but like that, yeah. He's on that. So he just started filming with, or he just filmed with them or whatever. And that's why he wasn't on the last couple seasons, is because he's been filming that. I think Olivia will be on. I don't think we'll see Mariah because of bananas, and I think that that's unfortunate.
I wish I don't want to see her back, but if they're gonna bring her back, I want bananas there. That's the only way it's interesting to me.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think they'd be a great exes pair, but I don't know. I think bananas would be pissed about it.
Yeah.
I think all five vets, Kara, Laurel, Tori, Devin, Darrell, I think they'll all be on.
Carl, yeah, yep.
I think CT will be on.
Yeah.
I think Amanda will be on. I don't know. Those are, yeah, some of my guesses. The people that did filter, basically.
I don't know. I want them to get some people who did All Stars and like did well in All Stars, like Janae. Yes, those they should be on.
I recently saw that Melinda declined, that she like wasn't dropped, that she dropped herself like last minute.
Okay. Interesting.
So I think that, I don't know, I'm afraid that like what they wanted to do, not enough people accepted.
Yeah. So we'll see how it nets out.
We'll see soon within the next week.
Yep.
So yeah, those are kind of my final thoughts on the challenge. Do you have any final thoughts on the challenge before we move on here?
No, not really.
Okay, so Vanderpump Rules. I know, I mean, I think that this just keeps happening every single episode, but Allie is my MVP again. I think that she just handled herself really well with the whole Graham situation. Talking to Sandoval in Utah, just like she's just like such a good person. It's like, I don't know. She gets my MVP all the time. I really like
Yeah,
her.
pick her too, because I thought she handled the dog situation really well as well, on top of everything else.
How about
So
you?
this morning when I was training, when me and Michelle were training, I was watching, I was in the middle of Vanderpump before, and I told her, I was like, I think Allie's the only person I like on this show right now, or Allie and James, but she was my MVP too.
I did give Ariana an MVP honorable mention. I think that her starting to compromise about the house is a really good thing, and I'm glad that the level of petty that she's at right now is just that she wants to like add up all the value of all of her stuff. And I don't know, I feel like that's like the exact level of petty that I would want to be. So I gave
I
her.
feel like Katie and Ariana are over it. I mean, they've hardly been on the past three episodes. Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah.
Definitely Katie. I think Katie sit just there, maybe for the paycheck.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I totally see that. Yeah, she was barely on this episode at all. But also she didn't go they didn't go to Utah, which like I wouldn't expect them to go to Utah with, Sandoval and all that. I gave Sandoval my LVP, because he hasn't learned anything and he thinks that everybody needs to apologize to him.
Yeah, he was gross when he was like smashing. Remember the
That,
smashing the
yeah, the
back?
house building or
Yeah.
the house wrecking scene was
He just
so
blamed
weird.
him.
Well, I was sick of giving him my LVP, so I gave it to Brock.
Me too, Abby. I gave it to Brock too.
I gave Brock and Sheena an LVP honorable mention because they're, yeah. I've always been someone who like I've never really Sheena's never been my favorite, but I've never disliked her. And this season she's just really getting under my skin. I'm really not liking her this season at all.
I've never liked her, so I agree. But I don't even wish Brock on her, because Brock is just awful.
Yeah, Brock is the worst, and he's clearly using her. So, yeah, I kind of almost feel bad for her because I don't think she really realizes it at all.
They just bought a new house, but she paid for the whole thing, and they did. I'm not a real estate person, so I don't understand what the correct language is, but they did something where the house is like only in her name and she's the only owner. She's traumatized from her other divorce with Shay because she lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
So she I think she's like at least being smart about that.
Interesting. Did they didn't have a prenup or was Shay?
I don't know if she and Shay did. No, I don't think so.
I don't think they did.
Which is why she lost a bunch of money. Interesting.
Well, good on her for being smarter in this situation then, but especially with somebody like Brock, who like literally isn't even, I don't know, like he came here to live the American dream, and he found this like reality TV star and became an influencer, and like he's 1,000% just using her. It's, yeah,
Ugh, he makes my skin crawl, to be
he does.
honest.
Okay, so on a positive note then, I have a few quotes. My favorite one
Go for it.
was Allie. She said, "Well, if Rachel can change her name, why can't Graham?"
Yes.
And then James had a couple, so I had three total. So James had two. He says, "Oh, you're living the high life now, Graham. Daddy bought a house." And then he says, "I was never allowed a dog growing up, so now flash forward to me as an adult, and I get to name him myself. Lord knows I didn't pick Graham Cracker. Okay, Pippi." So those were my three quotes.
I have to admit, I like Graham Cracker's name way better than Hippie, but you know what? I get why they're changing it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, that's a good compromise. I feel like Allie let the dog into her home. I mean, I know it would have been very hard for her to say no to James in this situation, or like, I don't want that dog. Like, that's your girlfriend's dog, or it could have been some big fight, and it didn't seem like it was. Or maybe it was just not on camera, but she doesn't seem like the confrontational type.
Yeah, she's so chill.
So chill.
So I had a quote. It was Katie. One was Katie's. She said, "My level of FOMO for this trip is 0%." And then my other one was James. Talking about Graham taking the private jet. He's like, don't get drunk on the sun or on, don't get drunk on the plane, son. I thought that was so cute that he went on the jet with Lisa. That was cute.
Yeah, and that totally makes sense too, since he was just like kind of passed around in foster homes recently, that being around that many people or in a crate or however would it be not as ideal as being able to fly with Lisa.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna lie, this season is not what I was hoping it would be. Now we have Rachel suing Ariana and Tom, and like obviously we're not gonna see that this season, but I think that that'll probably be something that they try to capture for next season if there is a next season. But it kind of seems to me like, even though she's not on the show, she's still who is carrying the show.
Yeah. They talk about her so much, right?
Yeah. I wish she would have just done it, honestly, because that would have
I
been.
do think it's interesting that she, I mean, I had read, I didn't know for sure like how their relationship ended, but it really seems like she was the one to totally cut him off. So I kind of like that.
Yeah.
So it seems like he was hoping
Yeah,
to
he wanted to talk to her and she didn't talk to
carry
him
on.
after he went to film Special Forces.
Yeah, so I'm kind of happy that's being shown.
Yeah, same. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think it would be a much better show if she was on it this season. She, I think, is carrying the show and she's not on it. Similar to how Bananas was a little bit in the challenge with the Mariah situation. But it's interesting because she was a side character until last season, and that's the first time I think she was a series regular. And I don't know. She's the one that's stirring everything up. She's the one that pressed charges against Sheena or filed the restraining order. She's the one who is now suing Tom and Ariana. She's the one that's doing the things that are making the show get the ratings.
Don't y'all think it's weird how they're like the majority of them are all sober? Do you think they're just doing this, trying to do this for their image? Like it's very.
Well, no, I think that alcohol has ruined a lot of their lives, and that's why. I don't know. I don't think that Lala would be sober for so many years if.
No, I think Lala's legit, and I think
That's the
James.
only one I think is legit, to be honest. Sorry.
I think James wants to be. I don't know how long it'll last, but Tom, Sheena,
Yeah.
brought, like, it's weird to me. It seems like they just want to.
It's like they're like followers.
Yeah, or they want to be like, look, I'm sober. I'm changing my life around. And you got to do a lot more than just stop drinking. Most people do.
Yeah, I
Still
agree.
be an asshole and be sober.
Yeah, right? That's true. But especially like these people, like they're not great people. Okay, so any final thoughts on Vanderpump before we move on to The Traitors, my personal favorite show that we're watching.
No,
No.
no fun.
Okay, so this episode of The Traitors, I gave my MVP to Trishelle. She's been telling people over and over again that Phaedra is a traitor, and finally she's starting to convince some people. She convinced CT last week, with the when it came, with the help of the move that Phaedra made during the game, the mission. But it's really, starting to solidify. Of course, Peter being the person who was banished definitely helped her situation a lot. But yeah, I gave it to Trishelle for that. Also for dominating the challenge with CT. Of course, Trishelle and CT were able to like dominate it for absolutely everybody. And so I gave CT an MVP honorable mention. And then also MJ for finally coming around. I wish you would have happened a little sooner and that they still had Peter there, but yeah, I thought it was a really good episode.
Trishelle was my MVP too.
I picked CT because like everyone loves him now, so
Yeah, true. he's doing great.
I know, and it might even bring some more people to like season 40 if he's on it because people are like, yeah, you're right. Like in love with CT right now. The whole I saw actually it was so funny. I saw on Twitter Scott had tweeted like, of course this is my most liked tweet or something like that, and it was like of about CT being adorable on the Traitors, and somebody like commented under it and was like, have you ever seen him on the challenge?
That's hilarious. Oh
That's
my God.
another who's that guy? Is that Devin moment? yeah, right.
Yikes. It's true though. My aunt was like, she's a Big Brother survivor watcher, and she's like, she knows I do the challenge. I watched the challenge or was a big challenge person. And she's like, did you like this guy, CT? And I'm like, yeah.
That's
Because he's adorable. I'm like, yeah, he's a big name.
yeah, one of the biggest. That's hilarious. Yeah, so go CT, and also his little showman is now broken now that Phaedra was banished, and I gave her my LVP at the round table. She knew she was leaving, and I think it was really Shuri that did her in there, but she didn't really try. She didn't fight for herself. She didn't give any name. She didn't try to pin it on
She
anyone.
was done. She was done. She
Yeah.
was so defeated. She didn't. She was done. She was my LVP too. And but my honorable mention LVP was Kate,
Same.
because I get Kate has fought for her the past since Kate's been in the game, even before she knew she was a traitor. Kate was fighting for her. So I get why Kate was pissed, but she really went all in. And at the end, I think I forget who, Sandra maybe, or. Sure. One of somebody was like, that was really weird how Kate did that. So one, it was a little over the top. Two, made her, it's looking like it's gonna make her a target. So
Yeah.
she was another LVP.
Yep, same. with Sandra figuring it out, if it's, kind of Kate versus Sandra right now, and it's gonna be interesting to see. The faithfuls might win.
Kate gets to recruit, I think, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think so. I
I
mean,
think.
on all the international versions, they get to recruit this late. So I think she gets to recruit next.
Oh,
Do you think she's
wow.
gonna recruit CT or Trishelle? She's got to recruit one of the, or Sandra.
Maybe Sandra.
She's got to recruit Sandra. For sure. Phaedra had a quote. She says, "I was under fire, but you know, honey, only fire can turn coal into diamond." And then Kate had one. She says, "If you want to play a number game, let's play a number game." And that's when they took out John. And then Sandra, she says, "That's a dude knock. That's CT." And she was right. But my favorite quote of the episode was when MJ said, "I don't think he's old. I just think that people in England don't get Botox." Shut
That
up.
was funny. That was awesome. By the way, John was one of my favorite people by the end. I loved him.
Me
Yeah.
too.
I really liked him too, and I didn't think I would like him because he's a politician from England, and I didn't know anything about him, and I don't know. He was somebody I wrote off really early that I really ended up liking a lot.
Me too.
I had a quote from him since we're on him. The only same one I had as you, Christina, was I just don't think people in England get Botox. But John said, politics is child's play compared to this. And I found that interesting because everyone, I think Janelle, I mean, Pete said this was harder than The Bachelor. Someone on Big, either Janelle or Dan said this was harder than Big Brother. I don't know. I thought that was interesting. And then, I had two from CT. The first one was, girls, after today's mission, the winner gets to have a little one-on-one time with me.
Yes. Yep.
And then the other one that I thought was sweet was he told Phaedra, he goes, I think you came on this show to be everything you aren't in real life. And then
With the little lovey-doe eyes.
I know, that was so cute. And then this wasn't a quote, but it I was cracking up and it reminded me of TJ during the trivia challenge, but Alan laughing at them all falling off the brick in the the platform in the challenge.
How far apart do you think those platforms were? I mean, it couldn't have been. I don't know. I mean, it didn't look like it was that hard. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I guess it was because nobody could really do it. Everybody struggled. I don't know. It
It
didn't
didn't
look
look
like it
that
was
hard, but I
that
guess you
far
don't know
apart.
till you do it. I don't know. I think it was more of their hesitancy the whole time.
Yeah. Kind of like the balance beam on the challenge, where it's like if you go fast, like that's the trick, you know? Corey struggled with that in the final. Interesting. Yes. Okay, so you think that she's going to recruit, be able to recruit. So if she is able to recruit, I think that Sandra is her best bet of winning the game. If she doesn't recruit, I think that maybe they could win.
She's got to be able to recruit because so many people have, I think, eyes on her now or Sandra. So it's going to be what? How many people are left? Four faithfuls against her right now or five? Cherie, MJ, CT, Trishelle, four.
Sandra.
Sandra, five. She's got to be able to.
I think what she needs to do, and
Is
this is
there
what they
only one
usually
episode
do,
left?
is there's one episode left?
Is there? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I
I
have no
think
idea.
there is. That's why I thought that
Yeah,
So it must
I
be like a 2-hour episode then.
it's gotta be a long one because I saw on the season finale. So I think
You'll
when
be alone
I
then.
was watching another show, I think
Michelle.
when I was watching Vanderpump on Peacock, it came on and it said the season finale.
Oh, it's gotta be a little long then, because I think they gotta do a couple missions.
Well, Michelle, she said when she went out to confront Cherie, MJ, and Kate, when she was talking to CT, she said something about like she was like, I only have one day left. Like it doesn't matter. Like so I think that made me think that there was only one day left. Like because I know from an interview, I can't remember which one that I listened to, that they film a mission, a banishment, and a murder all in one day.
Yeah, they got a tight schedule. Why can't the challenge do this?
Yeah, I don't know. Because they want the mental deterioration from filming for so long.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, if the challenge did that, they'd have, wouldn't they have more money to pay people if it was only 3 weeks instead of 3 months or however long?
They'd have better cast. They'd have a
And better
lot of things.
cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ratings would be much better. Yeah. All Stars 4 is coming though. That's exciting. Finally.
Yes.
Super excited about
Me too.
that. Okay, so do you have any final thoughts about any of these shows before we wrap up here then?
No, oh, I was gonna say, I think if Kate can recruit, which I think she'll be able to, she has to recruit someone she can toss right under the bus. And that's what, like, no, I think that's the only thing she can do. She's got to recruit someone and throw them to the wolves as like a traitor.
Yeah. So it has to be Sandra.
I think it has to be Sandra because I think everybody else is like too much like proven faithful, right?
Besides CT.
Yeah, besides CT. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how it nets out. I'm excited.
And
I
they
just don't see,
everyone.
can y'all see any way the Faithful's not winning this though? Yeah, the trade very sloppy season. Sloppy season for the traders. They did not do a good job.
I don't think they did either. Thank you. People are saying, I don't know. And I haven't even watched the other ones yet. But so I've only watched one season, but I thought that's exactly what I was thinking this episode, Michelle, that Suri and
Keep it
the
clean.
guy who has never been on reality TV and Cody did so much better.
Yeah, they were sloppy.
Yeah. Yeah, Phaedra, and she like Phaedra like didn't know what to do as a traitor. She shouldn't have been a traitor. I mean, I loved Phaedra. She had great commentary. Like, I'm kind of glad that she was a traitor for the, viewing aspect of it, I guess, but I don't, yeah, she didn't do a great job of being a traitor. I mean, even Kate, like when she recruited, okay, so what do we do now? It's like, what? You've been doing this the whole time. This is my first traitor meeting.
Yeah, they were banking on Dan and Parvati being like strategy leaders, and they just sucked too. They didn't do a good job. I don't know. Really, they really
No.
good job
We
for
needed
sure.
Bonnie Bananas.
I think Phaedra honestly did the best out of all three of them. But you're right, she didn't really have strategy, but she was the best at hiding it.
Yeah.
Well, her strategy was being friends with everyone, and it could have worked for her for a while. I think if Dan hadn't
Blown
brought
up,
that to
screwed her.
everyone's attention, right?
Yeah, he screwed her.
I think she could have not been the target for at least a few more weeks.
Yeah, I agree.
So I mean, that was, I guess, her strategy, even if it wasn't on purpose, but it
The
was
only thing
working
about
good until he called her out.
yeah, I think the only thing she could have done better was killed more Bravo people
Yeah.
instead of all the Peter pals, and then not th that whole moving the thing to hit Trishelle's glass was not smart.
That was, yeah. I think that
The
was the
only
most
thing
obvious move.
that was obvious, and the only thing I could think of is she was tired and
Well, and
done,
then
because
also,
I
like, I
thought
don't
that
know.
too, Michelle, because the last time, and they killed John this last episode, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, kill a freaking Bravo person, kill your best friend, at least have some excuse. Like, I just killed Cherie. I wouldn't kill Cherie, but she didn't. She just
Yeah.
went after another Peter pal.
Yeah, that's where they went. That's where she went really wrong.
Yeah, totally. And even in the beginning, like when she killed Ekin, when they killed Ekin-Su or whatever, it was like that was the obvious thing for Phaedra, because Phaedra had just voted for her the night before, and there was that controversy with, Trishel and all that. So, I don't know. I think as far as who she killed, she could have done it in a better way.
Absolutely.
But loved her. Glad she was on.
Yes.
Okay, so any other final thoughts?
I don't think so.
All right, well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.